Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten, I Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, right? That's what it boils down to. I want you part of the solution. I want you involved. It's one of the ways you get things done, frankly. In all seriousness, it is one of the ways you get things done. Get your information together. Spark up a conversation with somebody that you may not be, or you know you're not on the same page with. Don't shove it down their throats. Just talk to them. That's how you get it done. That's how you make things happen. Sometimes the way we do it, because we're so sure we're right, we know we're right. Yes, we are right, by the way. But, you know, the way you present it, look, I hate to say it this way, but I heard somebody else say it. I thought it made a lot of sense. There are ways to present food where it looks very appetizing, right? It might be the worst thing you've ever eaten, but it looks good. It looks good on the plate. It looks good overall. And what ends up happening for us, with us, to us, whatever, is you see something that looks delicious, you eat it, and it's terrible, and you think it's always like that. And you can get people to eat almost anything if it looks good. At least try it, anyhow. So do the same thing with your conversations. Do the same thing with your issues. Couch them in a way that people are willing to at least listen a little bit, taste a little bit, and open up conversation with them. Why is that so tough? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Tomorrow is, I think it's Earth Day. Yeah, it's Earth Day. And I love doing it. I do it every year. I kind of forget sometimes, but I do it every year. And Sonya has actually written a book. I wish you guys would get a copy of it. Sonya Schmidt, up on Amazon. And it's about climate change. But I'm going to do something a little different. What I'm going to do is talk about all the all the predictions that they made for Earth Day. All the things that they said were going to happen to come true and how absolutely none of them have. The only thing that's come true about Earth Day is it made a whole bunch of millionaires. All right? Come on, be honest about it. That's all it's done. Nobody, right, it had to move out of New York. Because the water hit, what, second, third, fourth floor, whatever it was? Hasn't happened. Right? I love this. I really, truly love this stuff. Because you can sit there and again, right in their face and show them where they're off, where they're wrong, and why they shouldn't be putting it out there. Why do you, the collective you, allow them to do this to our kids? Why do you? You can stop it. You parents can stop this. There's many in the education community that aren't interested. Now, that growing parent revolution. Now, look, you heard me talk a little while ago with Gwendolyn how, we come, we show up, we fight, and then we just kind of fizzle away. You need to not fizzle away. You need to not give up the fight. And for you parents who always say, well, you know, God, I got to get my son or daughter to his soccer game, his this game, his that game. So you're willing to let the academic portion go down. Maybe, let me give you a couple of ideas that some parents are doing. You know other teammates, right? You know the parents on the team. So why don't you guys switch off taking your son or daughter to a game, along with their son or daughter or what have you, and you go and fight the battle. Y'all need to take turns doing it. Because you can't leave it up just to your school board members. They don't have, well, I'm not going to say the bandwidth, because that's not it at all. They're not where you think they need to be. They don't have the power you think they have. Not one. You have to get them all on board, or the majority of them. Our California parents have watched the last 2 years the poor leadership in the California public school systems as a whole. Right? These students have failed academically, socially, mentally, emotionally. They're having all kinds of issues, and you're not going to turn it around with one good year in school. Parents were forced to work from home, quit their jobs, take less time in their job, whatever. It's just crazy. It's asinine. Now, the teachers' union president from the Coachella Valley District, he claimed that when parents pushed the schools to reopen, teachers were too exhausted to go back. You know, the only beef that I have about this kind of conversation, there's never any conversation about the parents. Never any conversation about what the parents went through. How much they had to put up with. If the teachers are looking for, you know, daycare so they can go to work and teach other kids, do you not think the parents were also looking for daycare so they could go to work to create taxes, to pay your salary? Or not? I mean, I'm just trying to understand. Everybody was in the same boat. When teachers start screaming that it's costing them 35% more to live right now, well, it's costing a parent dropping their kid off at school 35% more to live right now. It's across the board. And as long as you keep making it all about you, me, look at how bad I'm at, or situation I'm in, you're not going to get the sympathy or the help even that you're looking for. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Yeah, you don't want me to. I know some guys do. I'm not. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really, have a ball. Yeah, I mean, just listen and have a ball. Because nothing, you can get all upset, you can get crazy, you can do whatever you're going to do, but it's not going to help. Right? You got to come up with solutions. You got to put your team together. You got to push back. You got to make sure you're doing the right thing. We're talking about the California parents, and parents all across the country, really, that have risen up, they're going to their school boards, their education boards, and pushing for the right thing to be done. Now, remember something. It's not going to happen overnight. You allowed it to get here over decades. Every one of you thought that the way you school was taught when you were a kid is the way it was being taught now. It is not. The issues that are being taught aren't the same. They're not seen as important. No, really, it's all sincerity and seriousness. Now, I don't know what it's like everywhere else. I'd like to hear from somebody. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. Tell me how it's going in your areas with these parents. Many of these parents who have beat their brains out to work alongside the school districts to help them with the COVID-19 issue, worked at home, made changes and sacrifices in their lives, helped the kids stay where they needed to be, try to keep them on track with their education. And now many of teachers in different areas want to go on strike, I don't know what, to teach the parents a lesson? Truly, what's the reasoning? I gotta ask. What's the reasoning? What do you hope to accomplish? I gotta ask. Everybody should be asking that question. We're supposed to be working together as a partnership. So you got every working family out there. It's a bit of an insult. They've also lived through the same thing. They're exhausted. They're losing, you know, houses, cars. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff going on financially in their lives as well. And remember something. Again, this is not a beat down on teachers. Let's start off there. But all through the pandemic, guess who got paid? I can't speak for every district of the country, but I can tell you in California, they got paid. Did every parent get paid? Just asking. Is it truly fair and equitable? Just asking. Everybody has to adjust our lives. Everybody's working around what the school district needs. So that's why the parents are starting to get up in arms, and they're getting madder and madder as the days go on over some of this stuff. A fellow by the name of Jonathan Zacherson led one of the very first parent groups to push back on a lot of these demands. Jonathan was able to unite parents across the state of California. Parents felt safety in numbers and looked to other parents who were complete strangers for guidance and support. We came together to protect our kids. But you know where it starts, really? It starts with the parents at the school board. All right, so you're not a religious person. I got it. Maybe religion even scares you. If you are a religious person, you heard Franklin Graham say, I've said it earlier, all of this trash and all of this filth that's left, that the left has pushed on our students, even to the point that you're hearing more and more where parents don't have a right to decide or to even know if the child professes to be gay, if the child professes to be transgender, if the child is reading books that are have a pornographic edge to them. Whatever you want to call it, I don't really care. He said it could be turned around if Christian men and women ran for these school boards. He's right. Now, if you're not religious, what about your more conservative parents or the parents that really believe that parents have a right to know what their kids are seeing, reading, and learning in school? I tell you what, I'd be the first. I'm on a school board. I'd say this, and I don't care if they hear me. I'd be the first to file a lawsuit against whatever teacher, administrator allowed a kid to go through hormone blockers or start to transition without the parents knowing about it. I don't care what it would take, and I don't care what I'd have to give up. It's not right. Parents felt safety in numbers, so they went out and they fought this. And they're making a difference. Right? They cheer each other on. When parents realized that local media was ignoring their stories, parents were forced to become their own media by spreading awareness. And they're doing it. They're doing it online. They're doing it via flyers. The little mom tree is what I call it. Because a lot of moms, in the past, when there was something going on in a school, they used a phone tree, remember? Come on, some of you remember the phone tree. They used a phone tree to get their information out. It was a good thing. So they spread awareness of what was going on, told the parents to go to the schools. And now you're starting to see, you know, maybe it's not moving as fast as you want, but it's moving. As other parents' groups formed, those small echo chambers became a real resilient army. They're organizing rallies. They're showing up in places. They're demanding a seat at the table. Calling for legislation. Now, here in California, you can call for legislature all you want. Till you change the legislators out. Till you make a difference in Sacramento and other places across the country. Nothing's going to change. Many of these education boards slash school boards do not have the power to make the changes you want to make. My parents keep exposing controversial curriculum after they saw what was being taught in Zoom in their homes, what these kids were teaching. Our teachers were teaching their kids. They saw pictures. They saw what was in the workbooks. Many school districts banned parents from being able to get the information or seeing what the kids were seeing. His parents had to sign memorandums of understanding. No way. I should be allowed to see what my children are seeing. I should be allowed to hear what the kids are being taught. There's no reason for this. In demanding transparency from local school board members, parents were gaslighted and labeled as domestic terrorists. They were. Several teachers, unions jumped in on the defund the police bandwagon. Ironically, every school meeting, that was funny, wasn't it? So here you have a boatload of hardcore left-leaners in education that want to defund the police. They didn't want them on campus. They didn't want them around. However, whenever there was a school meeting or a board meeting, who did you see there? Because they were asked to be there. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine continues in its ninth week, the Defense Department held a briefing on Thursday with Pentagon spokesman John Kirby telling reporters that the United States will continue to help and provide aid to Ukraine as they continue to fight off Russian forces.
What we're providing is done in full consultation with the Ukrainians, and that they believe that these
systems will be helpful to them in the fight in the Donbas. Where and when they employ them and how they employ them, of course, is going to be up to them.
The president announcing Thursday that the United States will be sending another $800 million in military aid to Ukraine to help them fight Russian forces. Fed Chair Jerome Powell said on Thursday that a 50 basis point rate hike will be on the table when the Fed meets next month. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Oh, horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I couldn't use that. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. That's what you need to be part of the solution. And you only can do that if you get informed. Anyway, always appreciate your oh, there you go. That would help, wouldn't it? Always appreciate your time with me. We're talking about a lot of it, about how teachers are stepping out. I mean, parents are stepping out. Right? They're letting the school boards, the teachers, the people in charge, if you would, they're letting them know what they want and what they were not willing to put up with. Look, people, no matter what, school districts do not have a right to teach your children about moral values or what's right or wrong. That comes from the home. That doesn't mean your child's going to be allowed to hit anybody, threaten anybody, or anything along those lines. But when it comes to what morality, the right morality is, or what have you, that's not your job as educators. Reading comprehension, writing, make sure people can read what you've written, science, real history, real math, those things. That's what they should be teaching. And I love some of these people that are hardcore far left that will say, you know, our founding fathers wanted kids to have an education. Yeah. Why don't you find what the first book that they taught was? The first book that they paid for, that they allocated funds for, that they printed up and they gave out to communities. What they used in this country for almost 200 years. No, you got to go. You got to look. I'm not feeding anybody anymore. Right? Now, it's time you got to get educated. Head over to Patriot Academy. Look, some of you can do this. It's one night a week, for God's sake. Some of the classes are longer than that, if you want to take them like that. But one night a week, there's a biblical citizenship class, right? And it is not about, from a Christian standpoint, how to be a good citizen. It shows you that all that garbage that you've been taught over the decades that our founding fathers were not godly people is not true. Flat out not true. And they read excerpts from their letters. They read all that stuff so that you know truly where they were coming from. And, you know, what was funny about it, this is George Washington There are people writing now that Washington was a, what's the word I'm looking for? Oh, nature was his God. Nature was what he perceived to be God. It couldn't be further from the truth. They have to twist everything. They have to, if you don't believe like they do, you're whacked. They have to twist everything. George Washington was a God-fearing Christian. He was more times found on his knees praying just before battle in his quarters, wherever, than pretty much any other founding father. So for a man, what was he praying to? Mother Nature? So when he used the terms like Christ and Jesus and God, he meant Mother Nature? They're teaching your kids this stuff. You need to make sure they're not. Especially you Christian parents. Those kids didn't ask for you. You asked for them. So you need to make sure that you're on target. You need to make sure that you're raising them up in the way of the Lord. That doesn't mean that they got their hand clasped, they're praying 24/7. That's not what I'm talking about. Biblical principles. Second class, or another version of that same class for the lesser religious people, is called the Constitutional Life class. You can find them both at Patriot Academy. All right? And frankly and honestly, you really don't know as much about the Constitution as you think. You don't know as much about history as you think. And demanding transparency from local school board members, parents were gaslighted and labeled as domestic terrorists. It was disgusting. It was terrible. It should have never have happened. And them school board members should have been speaking up all over the place. But God bless those parents that didn't slow down. The ones that kept going, kept pounding away. Parents decided if your school board members were going to simply ignore parents and comply with the teachers' union, it was time to remove those board members and replace them with parents. Thus, it started happening all over the place. All over the country, actually. Right? Many, many districts here in California saw a flip. Matter of fact, in California, I don't know if every state has it. I don't think they do. But in California, you can actually recall school board members. You can recall town council members. And it's nice to see this parent revolution. And you know, It's one of the issues, this is really funny, it's one of the issues that the Democrats thought when it came to education, they had it sewn up. They were the answer. But let me tell you what, Democrat, Republican, and independent parents have come together. They put their other differences aside. Recent poll showed that a majority of Democrat moms, the moms that Republicans usually don't get, are going to be voting alongside Republicans and independents to make sure that they have total control of their child's education, which is what they should have. With midterm elections right around the corner, parents are stepping up, throwing their hat in a ring. You know, the only thing I have to say about that is being an elected official. I just have one thing I want to say about that, right? Some of you have got this one issue thing. You're mad about a certain thing. You don't come to board meetings. You don't understand how it works. And you need to. You need to have a clue. And I always say the same thing. Help somebody run. Become involved in school in many ways. There's subcommittees you can get involved with, education subcommittees and so on. Befriend yourself to one of those trustees that you might have to work next to, like me. I don't lie to any of the parents. I don't even fluff it up a bit. This is what you're up against. This is what we can do. This is what we can't do. This is how you can fight to make it happen. And, you know, again, parents aren't stopping at a local school board level. Every state has a superintendent of public education or a head of public education. Right? And parents are going after them as well. Really. When it comes to literacy in this country, California used to be rated at the top five. We're now 50th. 50th. So what do? They're not working harder to raise the bar. They're lowering the bar for our students. How do you do that? What they fail to realize is that when lowering the bar in the name of equity, they're saying to that minority student, you're too dumb to know better. You don't have a clue. It just never stops. So really, seriously, this is where I say to you, if you're a minority parent, you're listening to me, even if you're a Democrat, you're listening, check this stuff out. I'm not lying. I'm not embellishing. It doesn't help. It doesn't do any good. When you find out I'm lying or embellishing, I lose credibility, don't I? And Carol, you know what? Parents are going to be your number one enemy. I think that the reason a lot of these teachers on the far left don't want parents involved at all is because they believe, they truly believe that they're smarter than you. They know better what's for you, than what's for your child than you. And you just need to leave them alone. I experienced that with one of my children in a school district. I have four children. I was with them all day, every day. And I don't mean that. I had to go to work like you guys do. My wife was home with them. I had to come home to them. I was with them on the weekends. I was with them after they were out of school. I saw what their needs were. The four of them were different. You would never know the four of them came from the same parents. Right? They had different nuances. They had different things that teed them off. Different things that encouraged them to do stuff. You had them to your teachers. You had them a few hours a day. You don't have to deal with them once they turn 18. They're gone. They're out of your life. I'm stuck with them. If they end up in jail, they end up drug addicted or any of that stuff there, I'm stuck with them, not you. When you start telling kids that they have a right to do whatever they want to do, their parents don't have a right to tell them certain things, you're dead wrong. Unless you want to sign up to take care of them for life, you're dead wrong. It's funny. It's kind of flipped, hasn't it? When I went to school in the 70s, and again, maybe it was moving along then, probably was, this whole indoctrination thing. I still felt a lot of the teachers in my life and my guidance counselor, their whole goal was to build me up, was to encourage me to do something with my life. Not to encourage me to buck authority, that I should have a right to smoke dope whenever I want to, have sex whenever I want to, and help pay, or not even have to pay for the abortion. That's a whole different world, people. Joe Mazzini, your host. Be back in a few minutes.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$100,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim the credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Jew.
Jew?
Jew. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Come to your house. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Like, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's really the best thing you can do. It's really the thing you should be doing anyway. You heard about all those parents, all those moms, all those dads that got involved, you know, at the school board level. You need to be. Don't let anybody intimidate you. Joey B. has a real issue with understanding the topic, understanding the issue. Really, I mean that in all sincerity. Take a listen. What's the word I'm looking for here? Sad? Yeah, sad. Sad works. Just amazing. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Take a listen.
I'm Title 42, sir. Are you considering delaying lifting Title 42?
No, what I'm considering is continuing to hear from first of all, there's going to be an appeal by the Justice Department because as a matter of principle, we want to be able to be in a position where if in fact it is strongly concluded by the scientists that we need Title 42, that we'd be able to do that. But there has been no decision on extending Title 42.
I don't know what he said. They're talking about mask mandates on planes. Right? I'm sorry. He's talking about mask mandates on planes. They're talking about Title 42, which would send the make them stay at the border, make them stay in Mexico, can't come in until they're all cleared and everything. Apparently, Joey B has no clue. Not an inkling. And you have to kind of double back and do a couple things, but you double. Oh, I'm sorry, didn't mean to use that. Right? He responds with a bizarre diatribe about mask mandates being lifted. I mean, just terrifying to listen to him speak. This guy has to make decisions on the spur of the moment. He can't do it. He's not doing it. Stop fooling yourself. There's no way he's making these decisions. He hasn't got the ability to do so. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. Dazed and confused in the chat room. Yeah, I'm sorry, it's dazed and confused times three. And in this case, a lot of times I watch his face when he's speaking. I want to see if he's fighting and struggling, right, to get the message he wants to get. Really, seriously. And this time he wasn't. He seemed to be, or perceives himself to be anyhow, not have to search for anything. He had it right there on the tip of his tongue. He used it. It was wrong. So, everybody made fun of the Jenner, as I call Bruce/Caitlin. And for speaking out against, trans sports people. Well, a trailblazing trans female golfer says there has to be a division in elite sports. Wow. Surprised. Miana Bagger, a transgender female golfer from Denmark, made history when she competed in the Women's Austrian Open in 2004. He disagreed with the notion that trans women should be allowed to compete against biological women. Now, Bagger, 55, started hormone replacement therapy in 1992, had sex reassignment surgery in 1995. She began to compete against the amateur golfers in the late 90s, won the 1999 Southern Australian State Amateur Tournament. She expressed her support for an Australian lawmaker's bill that would prohibit trans women to be included in female sports. The bill would even have excluded Bagger from playing. Went on to say, these days, the dynamic has crept into what's called self-ID or self-identification. Male-bodied people presented as women who live as women with varying degrees of medical intervention and some degrees, no medical intervention. It's like this guy who claims to be a girl so he can get in a woman's prison. They have audio of him saying that. He got two women inmates pregnant, and they're leaving him there. The inmates are running the asylum. Right? They've pushed the doctors out, and the inmates are running the place. She goes on to say, it's crossed the line, in my view, it really has. It's a slap in the face to women. Here's a transgender woman, remember, male to female, openly saying you're slapping women in the face by allowing somebody like me to play golf in a woman's sport. Right? She told a news outlet it was important to note the difference between general society and sports, particularly really high-level sports. Understanding that there was an issue there. In everyday society, of course, we want inclusive. We want equality, lack of discrimination. Of course, every single person should have equal access to life, services, and work. In sports, it's a whole different animal, she says. It's about physical ability, not just about discrimination. It's not about equality or equal access, or it's not just about. It is a physical ability. Now, if you got one group, males, that are on average stronger, taller, faster, as opposed to women, this is why sports was divided up. there has to be a divide. There are physical differences. There are muscular differences. There's chemical makeup differences. There has to be a division. Becker also took issue with the International Olympic Committee. Their decision to drop policies in November that require trans athletes to be required to undergo medically unnecessary procedures or treatment. It will no longer require athletes undergoing hormone level modifications in order to compete in events. That's just so wrong. I mean, think about it. Again, we separated all this stuff out for a reason. Did we not? We separated all this out because in some areas, frankly, women were better than men in sports because of their physical makeup. And men better than women because of their physical and muscular makeup. Right? She goes on to say that anyone with a basic understanding of biology and the difference between men and women knows it's ridiculous. It's male puberty that really grants boys and men the physical performance in sport. And I think it's irrefutable. It's ridiculous to suggest otherwise. And she says, I don't care if people call me a hypocrite. I'm fine with that. Now, the Australian bill introduced by a Liberal senator was dubbed the Save Women's Sports Bill. It would amend the Sex Discrimination Act of the country to clarify that single-sex sports based on biological sex were not discriminatory. We have to make a bill for this? I mean, I realize we do. I'm just thinking, how does that work? We have to make a bill to say people, human beings born as men with male bones, male muscle structure, male everything, can't compete in female sports. Are we serious? Really gone down that road. It's just, people, it's just never ending. It's always shocking. No, I thought I'd get used to it after a while. You hear me and Zoe and some others, we go, yeah, you know, not unexpected, blah, blah, blah. But it's every time you sit there and go, holy Jesus, really? Why are we, why are you, why are us-ins letting this happen? I just don't get it. Yeah, but I don't have to get it, you know? Really. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. That's the way you do it. You get engaged, you get involved. All right. Some of you, I said this the other day. I'm going to say it again. I'm going to keep repeating it until it happens, if you would. All right. You got elections coming up in your area. Some states have the lesser elections, or what they perceive to be as lesser elections. School board, water board, city council, dog catcher, those kind of things. All right. You got them coming. I think it's May. So if those are coming up, and it's coming up in May, what I want you to do is, before you cast that vote, before you mail it in, before you check the box, would you please, please take the time to learn who you're voting for, who you're pushing. Don't look at the R&D necessarily right away. Okay? No, really, don't. And I'm not saying that because I don't want you to vote for a Republican or a Democrat. We got plenty of. Have you met Mitt Romney? We got plenty of people that don't live it. Okay? Plenty. So what you need to do is you meet up with them, learn who they are, find somebody who knows them, and then decide to vote, support, back, whatever. Really, people, seriously. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. God bless. Thanks for being with me. I do appreciate your time with me because I know time is precious. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. Have a great rest of the day. Be safe because I want you back here with me tomorrow.